This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
How many yards of that black cloth do you think we need? 1 yard?
More than that, just in case.
5 yards.
And I was actually saying to Christina that her daughter looks more and more like her mother every year.
20 inches. The lantern?
I know, but the way we cut it, and possibly if we want to put it up other spots, I'm wondering to blacken out.
Why don't you have a glass of eggnog and relax?
I'd do five.
Yeah.
And put a little more gin in it than you would. Guys, welcome to the Christmas party here. We're just having a nice time. We're setting up. The family's in the other room playing Loteria. We've got our coffee drinks here. We're ready for to start. We're ready to start the holiday season.
Do you put gin in?
Just a little more in the eggnog, yeah.
Is that what you put in egg? I think it's rum.
Oh, shit, it is.
Kevin?
Shit. Actually, honey?
Put a little more
gin in
the
egg. Why don't you dump that? Because that's probably shit, isn't it?
Dump the whole bowl, I think.
Oh, you like it. She likes it.
She's on the ground.
Gin's not a horrible thing to put in eggnog, is it?
I think maybe it would be horrible. Gin is very, like, very distinct.
Honey, do you like it? You don't have to say yes because we're recording a show.
You could stop throwing up before you answer.
Just dump it in the fucking toilet. And put some goddamn rum,
dude,
in it.
I want to see. This is what I'm talking about when sometimes I get the urge and I talk to you guys about shooting like a second of a movie.
Yeah.
I just want this beautiful scene where it's like this beautiful, cozy Christmas party in this beautiful house. And everyone's like having a great time. And it's just a husband and wife standing next to each other. Picture like Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry.
Oh, perfect.
And Sherry O'Terry is like, just dump it
into the toilet.
And then that's it. That's
no, it. Honey, I like it.
Dump it if you don't like it.
And then he's like going, and she's like, are you going to keep doing that? I don't know.
I wonder if anyone did that when they visited Jesus in the manger on Christmas night.
And then it, then it transitions to the dinner. And everyone's like, the turkey's lovely, Diane. It's really wonderful. And then you hear like her go like, thank you, I worked on it.
And the camera like,
I worked on it all day. Honey, I don't think you can stay at the dinner table. And that's because he put rum in his eggnog. Don't do that.
Gin.
Shut up. Guys, welcome to the Christmas episode of Dynamic Banter.
Yes.
Halloween is over. It died.
Bye.
They found it dead on the 405 freeway. It was flung from a car going at a very frightening speed. It was dead at the scene.
It was wrapped in a spirit Halloween banner.
Yeah. Its last words were, I am not a jack-o'-lantern.
My
name is Lewis. Dude, I went to Target on the first. Was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Because I was like, dude, there's gonna be a Lewis in there somewhere. Someone returned Lewis.
Yeah.
My name is Lewis and I got returned.
He didn't want me around.
Someone returned Lewis is what I was thinking. And I went to go look for one and I was like, am I gonna buy this giant fucking guy that says 8 things and one of them is funny? And I'm like, how much am I willing to spend on something like that? And I assume that since it was the day after Halloween, it would probably be on discount.
They gotta have a no return thing on Lewis, because why wouldn't everybody do that?
I think that some people want to keep it, especially if it's like a viral thing.
Yeah.
But Target's like, dude, you can return whatever the fuck you want.
Can you return decorations?
I think you can return whatever you want.
So you could have like a $17 budget, dude, for the holidays.
That's how I used to make videos. I would buy everything at Target and record it and then return it. turn.
Hell yeah.
Merry
Hell
Christmas.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that with Xbox if I'm staying at home for a long time.
And the female is reconciled. I'll tell you, this rum is at no Uncle Louie's drunk, which means we've gotten to the part of the show where things are gonna get weird because it's Christmas time. I'm actually really stoked about Thanksgiving, though.
Same.
I'm so stoked.
Same.
I'm starting to consider a type of fast leading up to the feast.
Let's stop eating right now until Thanksgiving.
Well, I want to do zero food until November 27th.
Zero intake of any type of thing into your body until Thanksgiving. Then we pig out.
Is Thanksgiving on the 21st?
24th. 23rd. Whatever, Thursday.
It's never changed in our whole lives.
Yes, it does.
Is it?
It does?
Autumnal equinox.
It's just a Thursday around the 20th?
Yeah. You get to pick.
Thanksgiving's on a Thursday around the 20th.
Here's how Thanksgiving works. You and your family decide which Thursday.
Pick a Thursday in November.
And then they talk to the town and see if everyone's cool with it.
Dude, I want to see.
Dude, that's.
What if one day we learn from science that there are definitely other dimensions, like, on top of ours?
I can't wait.
That have, like, alternate versions of everything, but we can't visit them. We could just, like, look into them.
Yeah.
What if you could, like, look into them and, like, dude, what would be the first thing you'd do? Look into yourself and see what your that dimension version of yourself is doing?
I suppose that's a good place to start. That's like the home screen of that experience.
I agree. That's the first package. That's like you pay $199 and you get to hang out for 2 hours in the alternate dimension as like a VR avatar. Like you get to
It's called Voyeur.
Yes! And you can see what you're up to in that dimension.
Yeah.
And what do you think you're up to in this one, in this hypothetical?
It would be impossible for me to know.
Like, what's something...
I could venture a guess.
Yeah, like, what's something in your life that you think led you into the comedy world, into the music world?
But if it changed at a moment.
Didn't happen, yeah.
I think if something changed when I was younger and I was more into working out than I was into playing music, I think I'd be a wrestler.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So, so in that world, you're like this jacked, like, so how would you look?
There is a world, Steve, there is a world where if I knew that wrestling was something you could get into, I would have been at the very least very similar to myself now, but like a manager or something.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So like, yeah, at your age right now, like after wrestling, like in your early 20s and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
I'd be in the hospital.
You'd be on Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'd be begging to get my family back.
And you'd be jacked as fuck.
And I'd be fucking ripped be up.
Yoked, dude.
Yeah, and I would sound like this. I would sound exactly like this.
Hey, my name is Mike Felsman.
That's my wrestler voice.
So I would, like, totally look into what I'm up to.
What do you think?
I bet... maybe I'm an animator at Disney or something.
But you look exactly the
same. And love Ghostbusters and everything.
Yeah. You have a different color glasses.
I just didn't do acting. I just stayed in animation or something. Which means that, like, you know, maybe SourceFed still happened, but I wasn't on it at all. So
dude,
I didn't get
it's so
the
funny
YouTube
to go to a dimension where everything was the same except for one little
thing. Except for just one thing.
Like, SourceFed happened, but we didn't go to Chili's for lunch that day.
Right, right, exactly.
But the rest
and
of the
so everyone's life changes as a result of that. Dude, but so I would totally look into it and be like, that's chill. But the next thing I do is go to music. Like, listen, what the fuck does music in this dimension sound like?
Yeah.
Is it exactly like ours? As a matter of fact, dude, I'll risk the ding on this one. Today we're risking the ding.
Let's play the Beatles song.
We're playing the new Beatles song right now. The worst thing you could play on a fucking free thing. We'll get to the whole podcast will get removed from the internet if we did that.
Give us just a couple seconds of it.
Okay, so there's an artist named Neil Cicierga.
Yeah. Who played Doogie Howser.
You know who? He's a really great, fun musician that takes like music and mashes them up in a way that you can't imagine it ever being mashed up.
Right.
But it like works.
Like Girl Talk.
Like Girl Talk, but not remixes. It's okay. Like Girl Talk does like fucking amazing remixes.
Right.
Neil Cicierega does like, takes like the DuckTales theme and then takes like Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know and like sticks them together.
Sure.
And then like changes all the like pitch and notation so that it's like perfect.
Yeah.
It's very strange. So here, I'll play for you one of my favorites just for a second here. I don't think the algorithm will know what to do with this song.
This is the capture code of...
Yeah, exactly. Audio. For the audio algorithm. And it's like good.
Yeah.
So what if you looked into another dimension and you're like Elton John?
Yeah, this is what's playing when people are bowling in another dimension.
Yeah, you go into the bowling alley and it's like...
Oh, hey guys, I love this song. Somebody's doing this at karaoke.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fun. Dude, anyway. Did you ever hear the 80s, that, whatever you would call that, of the Gautier song? Somebody I Used to Know.
No, there's like an 80s, like an 80s version 80, or something. 80s version. Oh man, well, it's now like that we're in the ding, let's have a little.
Now
listen.
That we're in the ding.
Now
zone.
That we're in the ding, guys, welcome to the ding.
Welcome
this
back.
This is part of the show where on the YouTube portion of this show, this audio might be gone. You might not be able to hear this audio, but you will see us moving our mouths. And on the bottom of the screen, it'll say, the audio portion of this video has been muted.
And that's where we live now.
And that's where we live. We're in the zone. We're in the ding zone.
And what's this thing called?
The ding zone?
YouTube.
Okay, Somebody I Used to Know, 80s?
Yeah, just I wouldn't know.
And that's
what's
what I let's see, yeah, that'll probably pull her up. This is fun. Dude, and can I tell you, man, we have discovered some like fucking bonkers like AI.
Some of the AI shit is wacky.
Some of the AI shit is fucking crazy.
Dude, like fucking somebody did Mac Miller singing like what the fuck was it? It was something like Baby I'm Amazed or something like that.
I know.
And I was like, uh-oh, I like this a lot, but I'm morally conflicted.
Yeah. There's some fucking crazy shit. And it's like...
I can't wait until AI comes out with another Mike Falzone and the Peppermint Trick album. I would have loved to see what those boys were up to.
That's pretty funny. Is it 80s remix, Somebody I Used to Know?
Yeah, maybe.
This has 18 million views, so it must be this.
Perhaps. No.
That's just the intro.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
There's nothing better than this. It's so good.
Damn! Welcome to the Ding Zone. I'm your host with my co-host, Mike Falzone.
Ding Zone.
We're in the Ding Zone. Listen to the songs going to get us ding.
Oh, we're going to get dinged up.
Dude, this is so good.
We have to shut it off
because
we still got to make rent at some point.
This is so good.
It's the whole thing is perfect.
Damn.
And then when what's her name comes in?
I want
what
the chorus.
Fucking name?
Janelle Monáe. Who is it? I forgot.
No,
who it
it's
is.
She has one cool name, like Cher.
Yeah. Yeah. damn, I want to go get a hot dog on a stick at the mall now.
I want to go roller skating to my best gal's house.
I want
to
finger blast my girl at the neon sign factory.
I want to camp out for Richard Marks tickets.
Oh, man, I'm the movie theater Nightmare on Elm Street. Play it. Dude. Speaking of...
We would have done good in the 80s.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
Like the age that we are
Dude,
now.
I was just talking to someone about this. I was watching Lost Boys. You remember Lost Boys?
Uh-huh.
Do you know it pretty well?
No, I've seen it like twice.
It's like a perfect snapshot. I want to say it's 87. 1987.
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect little snapshot. When you said you felt so happy you could die. The Ding Zone. The Ding Zone. That you were right. Next up on the Ding Zone, we got Beavis and Butthead. Go Jay. Cover. The type of love
and its innate gas. Trying so hard. Imagine him in the studio trying so hard.
Dude, wait till the fucking chorus. Hang on, let's get to it.
I'm still not tired of the song, by the way. Dude, this is Linkin Park.
Yeah. Dude, the butthead or but yeah, the butthead part.
He does the other part.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, is this AI?
It is, yeah.
Fuck, man.
We're in the Ding Zone, baby.
Dude, all the records I buy for the rest of my life are just different people singing this song.
I know! Forever. It's your own record collection.
Maybe we're in the other dimension. Now I think we're all just doing it was always something that I'd done. So high, dude. Yeah. Why didn't they make him go lower?
I know! I don't wanna live that way. Reading into every word you say. You said that you could let it go. And I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you just adored. You have to cut me off. I think I like it never.
Fuck, man.
Fuck.
You know they did that right after the show got canceled? They were really broken up about it.
That would be so fun to listen to, like, alternate dimension music.
Yeah. Yeah. We just did.
I know. That's totally what it would be, huh?
I got a good kick out of it. I like that it's there's also horizontal integration into the alternate dimension music, where Beavis and Butthead are not, like, they're, cartoon characters on the couch. They're, like, famous singers.
Dude, like, the Looney Tunes are, like, NASCAR drivers.
Yeah. Dude, does that mean Beavis wrote the rest of the Gautier album?
Dude, damn. Beavis was the poet of the two of them, with his teepee for his bunghole.
Yeah, he was inspired. But Cornholio. Butthead was kind of stupid.
The poet Cornholio.
I used to sneak watch that show. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
Yeah.
And I would go to other friends' houses at certain times, even if I didn't like that friend, mm-hmm. to be like, we gotta watch MTV right now. Because I knew that their parents were alcoholics or whatever.
Didn't give a shit. But they had Doritos, didn't they? They had Doritos.
And a goat.
And a goat. Dude, I remember being like, I so got away with the, like, it's a cartoon, so, like, they're not watching anything bad.
Uh-huh.
When my brother and I would, like, watch The Simpsons and shit. But eventually, I want to say someone like Orpa said, like, The Simpsons are bad, or, like, you know, someone like Sally Jesse Raphael was like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are rotting in children's brains tonight at 3 p.m. Her. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I'm here with a psychologist who talks about this Beavis and Butthead. Can you believe the word butthead is in a cartoon?
Can you believe they're playing frog baseball in a cartoon?
Dude, it's crazy because, like, now, like, kids today can't even imagine, like, people being upset about... Well, let's be careful here, because people do get very knee-jerk reaction, like, upset about things these days. But something like they said butthead Like, that's crazy, right? Like, we lived through a time when, like, animation started to say bad words in it.
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, that was bonkers.
Dude, what's even more bonkers is that every kid has a phone.
Right.
And, like, I remember my mom saying, like, you can't watch The Simpsons or Beavis and Butthead. And then, like, if that was today, like, you just go on your phone and watch fisting tentacle porn.
Yeah.
So there's no, like...
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine
it's how... It's like there's a snowstorm and somebody's putting their hand on the window and being like, no, the cold's coming in through the window, but the door is also open.
Dude, that's funny. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, isn't that crazy to, like, think about, like...
The censorship was the transition
between, like, someone said ass in a cartoon to cartoons fuck each other in the mouth and people jack off to it and love it.
But
here we are. But it was really funny to be
and
like,
this is what comes out of that.
I can't believe those cartoon teenagers just said dillweed.
But it's like you do have to, if you have a little kid, you got to keep them protected. Like, totally, not everything is like appropriate, but it's like, how do you do that? You don't want to shelter them too much, because then you fuck them up like that, and you don't want to expose them to everything because then they light their desk on fire.
They do something that parents are even more afraid of. They go to school the next day and tell all of the kids that Santa they saw a handjob video on the internet just by typing the word handjob into Google.
Or duck job.
And the next thing you know, all the kids are doing it. And then the parents want to know, where did their kid learn that?
Yeah.
And they go, little Billy said it. And they're like, guess what? We're talking to Billy's parents.
Yeah.
And now Billy's parents are like, oh, fuck. We need to stop saying fuck.
Right.
Around Billy.
And Billy's stepdad doesn't show up to the meeting with the teachers.
Because he's watching cartoons mouth fuck each other with tentacles up their ass.
This is the America that liberals want.
This is the liberal America. We're in it now. How do you like that? How do you like that, Obama?
Anyway,
welcome back to the Christmas episode.
Can one Christmas go by where we don't watch cartoon animals fuck each other in the mouth? Can we get one Christmas?
How come that police rabbit from that cartoon makes these kids horny, huh? That's what I want to know. Is it because she's got hips? And there might be boobies under that jumpsuit?
There might be boobies in the hips.
They got boobies in the hips. They ruined our M&M. Our M&M could be jacked off to.
Dude, I wish... I got my first boner against my will watching an M&M's commercial.
Me too. That's why they changed it. Because people are afraid of being turned on.
People are afraid of their kids being turned on by chocolate.
So that's the crazy thing, though, is because, like, you, like, that's why, like, when people don't talk about this shit when they talk about, like, parenting.
There's gotta be some sort of parental controls now that they
Well, but that's, sure, but, like, imagine it coming from every direction.
Yeah.
I don't want the M&M's making my kids straight.
But see, the thing is, like, you have to, like, this is why being a parent is so terrifying to me. Because there's so many things that people aren't really considering before they're like, I want a baby. Which is, like, eventually... You're gonna have to really give a shit about what your kid is watching. And with having access to, like, everything in the world.
Yeah.
Like, sure, maybe there's really good parental controls, but those parental controls aren't gonna save you from Billy.
Dude, this conversation is how we explain how good coming is to aliens.
Yes! It's so good that we have to worry about what our kids watch.
Coming feels so good that sometimes you don't even consider that you're going to have to keep your kid away from M&M's.
Because they might jack off to dragons and dogs.
And that's how good coming feels.
my son wants to wear this dog costume where he's hanging dong. He wants to go hang out with some other friends where they're all hanging dong. That's how good sex is.
And I didn't even think about that.
But I didn't think about that.
When I was doing cat.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
I am excited about Thanksgiving, and I think the fast before the feast is an interesting idea. The idea that if you love Thanksgiving food, and by the way, it's so rare that people, like, you know, and whatever, we're talking about our little bubble here in Los Angeles and California. When we talk about, like, how could you not like Thanksgiving food? Like, have you run into people who are like, I do not like Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And I do not like Thanksgiving food. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people here hate, like, turkey.
And carbs.
And there's, like, this meme conversation about how turkey is, like, bad and dry. That's and bad. Mean. Sorry that your family sucks at making turkey and gravy. Sorry.
It's more like sorry that it's hard to make a good turkey.
Sorry it takes effort to make a good turkey.
Yeah.
My bad.
Dude,
also, before we get too far. How about a movie called Feast and the Furious?
Uh-huh.
Where it's like the lead up time to, and everybody's ornery because they haven't eaten.
Yeah, and they're all like, there's a thing like the Purge where it's like it's called the fast before the feast.
Yeah.
And everyone has to fast so that they can, like, have the most fulfilling Thanksgiving.
And the movie's just 20 days of people being hungry and upset with each other. Yeah. And, like, annoyed at everything they do.
And then you learn that the reason why the fast before the feast happens is so that everyone fills up more on food. And then they are eaten by aliens.
That's too bad. And you don't see it coming.
Nope. That's a psycho. That's what Thanksgiving is.
Freak show.
We're in the ding. We're still in the ding. Dude, I think I like that idea.
We wake up and we never got out of the ding.
I love not getting out of the ding. Dude, like turkey, like I always grew up with, like, you know, like decent turkey. But I'm a Mexican and Mexican food is like what am I trying to say? S tier, like food, basically.
S-tier
so I would have like the best fucking food possible all year round.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving would come around and they'd try to do the like American Thanksgiving and it was like just okay.
Yeah.
It was like the Mexican inclusions to those things were the best things, like the tamales and stuff like that.
And the way you guys do corn.
Exactly. But the turkey was always like just kind of mid.
Dude, I think it's very sad. And I never thought about this until I drove through different parts of the country, that there are parts of the country that don't have as much like ethnic influence on their food.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there are parts that are just like strip malls and like boxes of restaurants, like insert burger place here and then like chicken place.
Concrete jungle.
And there's no like mom and pop. Like a Mexican or Italian place.
Yeah.
And it's people grow up without really like thinking Olive Garden was like, I've tried Italian food before.
Yeah. Yeah. I love exotic food. There's a sushi stop.
Rainforest Cafe. It's from the rainforest.
I wonder if that.
And that's why we got to save it.
Does a place like that. I'll get it. Is laundry?
Yeah. That's that laundry.
Is there a. Is that one of those places where, like, even though there isn't, like, an influence of ethnic foods, that their own foods are, like, very good?
Oh, I'm sure every group of people has it by this point in our evolution. Like, a lot of places will have, like, great... Every place is known for something.
Right. Like, I want everyone's really good. Like, I want what they're known for.
Yeah.
The food they're known for.
That's why I'm always down for food recommendations.
Yeah, yeah.
During traveling time.
Some people think that asking for the local beer is like the version of another version of that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if that counts.
I think
that's
if you
like
love
something different.
Beer, that's a... If you love beer and you're the type of person who's like a connoisseur and you could taste the difference.
Okay, all right.
Then I think... If you're into that, that's your shit. And that's part of like what you like about it.
It's just like Yeah.
And I think my thoughts. But I like that you have your thoughts. You know?
Yeah. Because to me, it's like, if I'm going to go to some town I've never been to before, and I'm like, let me taste the thing that you've only done for 50 years here.
Oh, and you're saying it's just beer.
Yeah. But like, I feel like beer can only be something they've done locally there for like 50 to 100 years or something.
Okay, sure.
Like, I want the food that like the settlers like perfected and like they still do to this day, because the family's never moved away from that town.
Well, you
and
think
the
about,
recipe
like,
was shared between like generations and shit.
Yeah. So you go to... I don't know enough about that.
I feel like you'd have to go to like the Greasy Spoon. Like I'm thinking of like Middle America kind of for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you'd go to like their Greasy Spoon and be like, what's the like thing that everyone fucking gets here? Like,
yeah.
And you know, like, and I want that. I want to see what that is.
Yeah.
Is that something that like, well, the chef uses a recipe that was handed down by the guy that, like, opened this place,
mm-hmm.
and he never shared the recipe outside of that. And, like, basically, it's, like, locked in, but nobody knows it.
Well, it's only, like, a couple generations. Even if a place has its own thing, it usually is, like, a family thing.
Yeah.
And then it very quickly is, like, well, where did your family come from?
Yeah.
We're only, like... 3 or 4 generations away.
You know what would be cool? This is like super. This is like such a video game thing. I'm thinking in such a video game way about this. But wouldn't it be cool if like when you visited a town from somewhere like that you've never been to before, there's like a little like they used to be like this in like early American settler days when they would build little towns. They would have, like, every shop was owned by someone who lived there, and all the things that they provided were things that they learned from their families how to do.
Right.
So it would be so awesome if we, like, extended that into, like, the future. Like, you go into this town, and there is a boulevard that is family, like, run businesses.
Yeah.
Almost like a farmer's market or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you can get the best of the town's stuff there.
Right.
Like I'm thinking about how in like Zelda games you go to a new town and you go to the shop and they're like, we only sell these tomatoes here. You
right.
can't get them anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
And so you're like, oh, I gotta get those fucking tomatoes, brother.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like every town should have like their little like guaranteed, like this isn't big business shit.
Yeah.
This isn't Starbucks or Burger King. This is like the town's boulevard that they're proud of.
Right.
That's run by like people that have lived there like forever.
I think some towns try to do that. Like they'll keep like a historic district.
Yeah.
I always ask people for the best breakfast. That's like my one thing. Like I'll wake up super early. I'll ask whoever is working the hotel for the best breakfast place.
Yeah.
And if they say like some chain restaurant, I don't have any respect for them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a Denny's like right next door.
There's an IHOP that's open 24/7.
And it's good.
You can have pancakes literally whenever you want.
There's another IHOP also, but this is the good one.
This is a list of every single state's most well-known food.
Awesome.
See, I like that. And the internet totally makes it easy for that.
Hot brown?
I think maybe we would have different definitions.
Kentucky's most famous is hot brown.
Hot brown.
Kentucky hot brown.
What is it?
I don't know.
Can you look it up? Hot brown. That's got to be gravy. Something with gravy. What do you think it is?
I'm trying to think. Coffee and gravy?
It's our coffee gravy that we put on top of everything.
Oh,
coffee.
Wow. Not what you would expect.
Oh, so it's not like a savory?
It's a salad?
No, it is, but...
Holy shit. It's
damn, let me get a hot brown. I'm trying to watch my figure.
It's a sandwich.
Okay.
It's a famous sandwich called the hot brown.
On pumpernickel
turkey,
bread?
Turkey, bacon, mornay sauce.
What's brown in there? Hot brown.
They burn it.
Is that what it's called? Hot brown?
Oh, it's because it was wet created brown? By chefs at the Brown Hotel.
Mm.
Oh.
You ever had a wet brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
I thought it was a fart.
Yeah. All right.
Damn. What else? What else we got?
There's
pick a state.
Yeah, give us some more.
What's Connecticut's?
Connecticut is clam chowder.
Yeah, for sure.
Chowder.
But that's also like, what's like Rhode Island? Was it gonna
Rhode
be like clams
Island
or something?
It's gonna be clam cakes.
Clam cakes. Hell yeah.
What's Scrapple?
Scrapple?
Oh, Scrapple! Delaware. Dude, I had Scrapple. I've had Scrapple.
Scrapple eggs?
Dude, Scrapple was described to me, because remember in back in the old Discovery days, like they sent like Whitney and I and like Audrey to like...
Pumpkin Chunkin'?
Pumpkin Chunkin'. And that was like an... where was that?
Pennsylvania? Wasn't that Pennsylvania?
It was, maybe it was Pennsylvania, but it was somewhere deep where like the tailgaters had like Confederate flags and shit.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, damn, they want to run me out of town.
Yeah, those are Kevin's people.
Those are Kevin's people. And, but I was like, dude, maybe it was like Kentucky or I don't know, whatever. Pennsylvania sounds right, actually. So we were walking around the like you know the festival, the Pumpkin Chunkin' is like a big festival. They build these trebuchets. They spend all year building these trebuchets, and they like launch pumpkins from them, and then they like give prizes for who launched them the furthest.
Which I do not approve of as a vegetarian.
And by the way, not only that, it's like so funny to think about it as a concept in general, because it's like, I never want to, like, shit on anyone's, like, town fun. And, like, if they all love it and they make a big deal out of it, then I'm all on board, right? Like, I'm feeling those vibes. They're proud of it. They love it. But they're building these dangerous machines in their garages with, like, no engineering degrees. Just like...
You can say that confidently about someone who could build a trebuchet.
Well, the thing...
Zero engineering.
The thing is like... They do great jobs, but they also fall the fuck apart and kill people.
Yeah.
Like, almost every year.
Every year?
Every year there's, like, some kind of incident. Even the year I was there.
I remember
some
that.
Some piece flew off and, like, hit a woman in the leg, and they're like, we're done! And they have, like, it was, like, crazy. There was, like, no insurance for, like, being there, and they were just kind of like, we're just doing this. You should just let us do this. But, like, you know, like, I admire the spirit and the pride that they all feel for doing it.
You don't
and
want it to hurt people.
Mostly fun. They're not doing it to hurt people.
Right. They're doing it to chunk pumpkins.
But it's like, exactly. And it's like a huge fucking festival, and they have this, like, row of, like, food vendors. And one of the vendors was selling fucking Scrapple. And I was like, what the fuck is Scrapple? And we had like a guide with us or something. And they were like, oh, you're going to want to try that if you've never had it. And so we walk over to where the Scrapple is. I'm sure I've told this story a billion times. But they said, I was like, I was with Whitney. And we go like, we want some fucking Scrapple. And we're like, but first of all, you have to tell us what it is. Like, what's Scrapple? And the guy looked me in the eyes and said, everything but the snout.
Scrapple.
Everything but the snout.
Open hot dogs.
So essentially it's like they would make stuff with pork.
Yeah.
And then all of the stuff that they didn't use, they would fry it into oblivion.
Let's think of some of the stuff they didn't use.
So knees. Like, yeah.
Pig
like,
knees.
Yes. Like kidneys maybe. And
anus.
Like organs. Like organs.
Yeah.
And anus. Yeah, sure.
Especially
skin,
anus.
Like all the skin they didn't use.
Tail.
Like, absolutely. And everything but the snout. So you're not going to find like snout in there.
No,
I
we
guess.
Got a guy. We got a snout guy.
They like snout.
He comes
people
and he
eat pig
it.
Noses, dude. For
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
And so anyway, yeah. So it was like, it was all of these like pieces of like, 9 times fried things, and they would like scrape a pile of it off of a fryer and then like put it on a like a garlic bread brioche roll kind of thing and put like mayonnaise and butter on it and slam it down and then give it to you
and you do well with it
and you eat that and it tasted like you were eating like Kentucky Fried Chicken skin sandwich.
Whoa. Which is the dream.
It's like, I don't hate that idea. Yeah. But
no, you hate the idea.
I hate the idea, but it probably tastes fucking good.
Or maybe
good.
You don't hate the idea, but you hate the reality of it.
It was pretty good, man. I had to try it, though, because I'm like, I got to try something that's like...
I can imagine.
What is this local thing that's named a weird thing?
What's the California thing? It's like avocado. Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
I'm bummed out about
What's
that.
What's the second California
thing? New Hampshire was apple cider donuts, though.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Dog. You could find those here. Snowline.
Like, that's so rare to have it be known.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I mean,
good.
That must mean it's fucking delish.
Apple cider donut. I miss everything about the... We probably do have this conversation every fall.
I know,
the
right?
Apple cider flavored stuff.
It's dude, rare, I know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the, like, pumpkin spice to go away and let's get apples back.
You don't like pumpkin spice?
Well, like, it's fine, but I'd rather try, like, all the apple variants. Like,
well, I
want to see
it's a matter
Starbucks
of, like, what you
do.
Have here. Like, your apples true, get fucked up fast.
Yeah, that's true.
Apples in California have, like, it's like a butterfly lifespan.
Yeah,
yeah.
We don't get those, like, fun, like, apple-picking, like, meadows and shit like you guys have on the East Coast.
It sucks because it's beautiful.
I know. I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time for the ads, my mans. My mans, my boys. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank everyone involved on the show. You know who you are.
Breeze through it, baby. Breeze through it.
Kevin, I need you to please. In fact,
what you want me to? Okay.
Can you stand there?
Stand crisscross applesauce on this table.
Yeah, stand there and like, you know, we're trying to be better about, like,
so
you know.
Not doing a 5-minute.
We're not trying to do 5-minute ads anymore. Kevin's gonna be helpful in timing how long these ads. We're trying to get like 2 minutes tops.
An ad needs to be 1 minute long. That's what
I know,
ask
but
for.
We have fun.
I'm fine with it. But sometimes when they're 5 minutes long,
literally they're asking for a minute. Guys, this holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Well, Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door, you'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tackling all your holiday to-dos. Listen, are you too busy with holiday plans to cook? We get it. But you want to make sure you're eating well also? Well, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. So head to factormeals.com/banter50 and use that code banter50 to get 50% off. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50 to get that 50% off. Thank you so much, Factor. We're going to move on to stamps.com.
Yeah!
Guys, let me tell you about stamps.com, all right?
We're at 10 seconds.
Hey guys, did you forget to add stamps.com to your holiday wish list this year? Well, we all make mistakes. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money during the holiday rush for 25 years.
Yeah, that's as old as me.
With easy access to USPS and UPS services and premium rates for all your postage needs. The holidays are hard enough. Make things easier than ever with Stamps.com. Listen, you got your own personal post office wherever you are with Stamps.com. All you need is a computer and a printer, and they even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. All right? Now taking care of orders on the go is even easier with the Stamps.com mobile app. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your stamps.com dashboard. So, give your business the gift of stamps.com so your mailing and shipping is covered this holiday season. Sign up with the promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter that code BANTER. That's stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter that code BANTER.
Dude, that was very good, Steve. That's under 2 minutes. Great, man.
He's out of breath now. Oh, you're gonna do that? You're gonna help him out?
Thanks, all buddy. Right,
Steve.
Thanks,
we're
buddy.
We're gonna go round two, all right?
I needed that. Guys, Squarespace.
Yes, let's go.
Ay, ay, ay. I've been digging a Squarespace since the last time we talked about it. Are you thinking of a great idea that you want to share with the world? Do you have a product or a service that the world needs to see that would boost your professionality by using a website? If you answered yes to any of that, then Squarespace is the service for you because they provide a web space for you to have your website. And I'm talking all the features of a, you know, official website for like a business. In fact, MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website. If you want to see what that looks like, it's really professional and rad looking. And he gets to put all the information for his upcoming shows there. And it's a very important business tool that you yourself could be utilizing for your own businesses, your own ideas, your own art, your own parties, whatever it is that you want to use Squarespace for. Anything you've ever seen a website do, you can do yourself. And on a mobile device, you don't even need to install anything. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to squarespace.com for a free trial so you can try it yourself. And when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for that free trial. Give it a shot. Dip your toes to jacuzzi, baby, and give it a shot.
Steve, you really did it. That was under 2 minutes, dude.
Wait, I'm not done. And then you go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off the purchase of the domain when you're ready to launch it. Thank you, Squarespace.
God, dude. That's how you have to do it every time.
No. So after the show,
you're
we gotta
have
record.
To figure out that factor ad.
Let's record a pre-roll after the show just for safety. And then if it ends up being a mid-roll, I'll just record it myself later on.
Copy.
Grassy, everybody, grassy.
God damn, we breezed it.
All right, Mike.
God damn, we're really fucked.
Anything that you'd like to share as far as upcoming shows and such go before we get into these history roads?
Next Friday.
Not this one, but the next one.
Which will be the 10th.
The 10th. It's my 10th. Mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Hey, Mama Falzon!
Happy. God, they really pick up that song fast.
They do.
There are shows all throughout November. Dude, I'm working on a live dating show.
Whoa!
That is going to be at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica on the 29th of November.
I love it.
If you're a single person, come help us try out this show. It's going to be real fun, and we'll try to hook your ass up.
That's fun.
Heather.
Maybe you're having trouble with... Lewis. Maybe you're having trouble in the dating world. Kevin.
Hey. Zoya. Fupa.
Orpa.
Your Honor.
Did we even talk about Orpa in the last show?
We did.
We were talking about how fun I think that it is that Oprah's real name is Orpa.
We did, because we talked about Stedman and shit.
But
like
I think
that.
We talked about that on Before the Banter.
Oh, really?
Which is a show that you can watch on our Patreon at patreon.com/dynamicbanter.
Patreon.
Our Patreon is filled with all sorts of extra goodies, like Before the Banter, a show that our very own Kevin Plackey films as we get ready for Dynamic Banter.
And today it'll be a Q&A.
And today's a Q&A. We went to a terrifying location to shoot a fun Q&A, and then it ended up being gorgeous.
Yeah.
And a fantastic view of Los Angeles from
it.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, if you want to check that Patreon out, you can. There's lots of fun shit there, including the Chucky, the second part of the Chucky videos, where Mike and I battle Chucky.
And we're going to be doing more stuff on there. And it's also like, if you want to contribute to that and be a part of that, that's also like the lifeblood of the show. That's how we pay people to help us make things for you guys. So if you want to support the show as a whole and the people who help us make stuff, check out the Patreon. It's easy to forget about Kevin because you never see Kevin. But once in a while, when you see Kevin, you got to be reminded of Kevin. Talking about Kevin.
That's me.
Yeah, Kevin.
That's me. Talking about Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, you want to talk about Kevin?
Kevin.
And Kevin is my favorite guy. And once in a while, Kevin comes around until Kevin's gonna die.
Yeah,
eventually,
Kevin.
No time soon, but eventually Kevin's gonna die. We're all going to die.
I like that another song is playing on top of
it. Dude, that's the producer be like, I got a good idea. I got a good idea right after this one. What a nice little ding sound.
It's so sweet.
That's like if there was an electric guitar in the game Excitebike.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, guys, let's get to some history roll.
Eminem and Tupac about Kevin, and Kevin is a wonderful guy.
I found out long ago.
Big fan. I am a toilet.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas, Mike. This email here, History Row, comes from Martin. Martin says, a great hypothetical. Hello, boys. My friend and I were recently just chatting and goofing, and he came up with an absolute banger of a hypothetical question that I've been asking everyone, and I'd love to get your take on it, too. I love a hypothetical.
Love a good hypothetical. I'm here for it.
Definitely. So, the question goes, a magical being of your choice gives you the ability to make one crime never happen again. So no other person anywhere in the world will ever do that crime again. Think about it for a bit. Got a short list. Get a short list going. The catch? You have to commit the crime first.
Whoa!
Oh my God! This is a great movie idea.
Right. Also, that part negates so
many.
Like,
yeah, because I'm like, let's get rape out of there.
Yeah, but then you're like first
nope.
in line.
Nope.
I was going to say hate crime.
I mean, a hate crime could be really something not bad.
Yeah, I would still pick hate crime, I would do like a real...
Like a soft one.
I would do the...
Hey, you're a Jew.
I would be the... That's not a great one.
I'm trying to get away with the least...
You would have to go beat up... Like, I would go beat up an Italian person for being Italian, but I am also Italian. But I would want to make it clear, like I would do a manifesto, be like, I'm beating this guy up because he's Italian, even though I'm Italian.
Would it count if you're Italian as a hate crime?
Yeah, because manifesto.
Oh, you're doing your own hate crime. Right, the manifesto makes it a hate crime.
Yeah, I say, I'm doing this specifically because this person's Italian.
What are you going for? You might not necessarily get away with it, so you could still get the jail time. And the crime is very specific. Petty theft doesn't stop. Grand Theft Auto, for example. You can add.
Unless the car's really shitty.
You can add a 48 hours time limit in there too for extra fun. Have fun mulling over that one. Absolutely could not cause any harm to a person or an animal, but I could probably get away with a bit of burglary. Maybe evade a tax or two. Big fan of the show. May it continue forever. Come to London and shout out to Derek.
Dude, destroying the economy if he does tax evasion. Because then tax evasion isn't a crime anymore and everyone just evades taxes and then the economy comes crumbling down. So in your effort to save yourself, you've ruined everybody. Meanwhile, I'm stopping hate
crimes. That's a fucked up crime. That's a fucked up, yeah. No one, no other person anywhere in the world will ever do it again. Damn. So if I murder somebody,
I know this is when I was.
That thinking. Means murder ends forever.
Yeah, but you would have to murder somebody shitty. You have to at least consider murdering somebody shitty.
I mean, I could probably murder someone to save the world from murder, but. Does that save the world? Does ending murder save the world?
Manslaughter still exists.
I mean, that's a lot of...
That's a super gray area.
No, you're just making murder legal. Are you not?
It says that no one in the world would ever do it again. Yeah.
So there'll be no murders.
Yeah, a lot of population growth.
Population growth.
Yeah.
It's like
Depending on the murders.
It's like the Thanos thing. Like, because people love Thanos.
Oh, I would steal a jewel.
No one can steal a jewel again.
No one could ever steal jewels again.
So no one can steal a jewel again. Would that like even make the world like a better place?
Makes it worse. It boosts the price.
I'll preface this by saying this.
God, everything ruins the world, kinda.
I'm okay, but suicide.
I got one.
Oh, suicide!
Is that a crime?
I think it is, right?
You can get arrested for...
I'm pretty sure there's some weird...
Is suicide illegal? I think maybe in some places.
You jump off a building, they put handcuffs on you.
They're like, you're under arrest for 3, 2, 1.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It might be in some places, which would fall on the family at that point or something. I don't know. Who knows?
This is probably not the clip for this episode.
It's a crazy hypothetical.
What about?
Because I'm not willing to do... some of the most horrible things.
Littering.
In the world. Okay, littering.
And then that makes the world better.
That's nice.
Because there's no littering.
That's good, yeah. Ooh, how about cutting down a tree?
Cutting down your neighbor's tree. No one will ever cut down your neighbor's tree.
Or like going into the rainforest and just cutting a tree down.
Yeah, but that's not against the law.
It totally is. Yeah, you can't. Or like go to a national park and cut down a tree.
I like that.
That's such a little
fine. You can't fuck with it. You can't fuck with national parks. Like they give you like crazy fines and jail time for like fucking with national parks because they're like protected ground.
So then the world is the same, but no one's like carving their initials in Yellowstone.
Well, check this out. If you can't cut down a tree ever again, it means that industries can't like bulldoze like rainforests or forests with like wildlife in it and eliminate species off of the planet.
Can you still cut down trees with permits, though? Like, can you still do legal deforestation?
Oh, so it would make illegal tree chop. Like, no one would ever illegally chop down a tree.
Yeah, you're literally just saying teenagers can't sneak into a...
How about... Oh, this would suck so bad. But maybe, like, go kill an elephant that's, like, really old.
Oh, dude, there's so...
And just one old elephant.
No one could ever kill an old elephant.
And then
elephant.
No one can kill an elephant ever again. It would make it illegal to kill an elephant.
You would do that before littering?
Littering is like...
No one could ever throw garbage on the ground ever again?
There's... Yeah, sure. I mean, that could be yours if you want it. I want to save some animals.
Old elephant.
I want to save animals.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Dude, the elephants get killed for their tusks and
I'm
shit.
I'm saying
all
save
the
whole world, and you're saying, like, let's keep the old elephants alive?
I think this world belongs to the animals.
I don't, dude. I'll kill an elephant right now.
For nothing?
For no, and nothing will happen.
I think that's some shit behavior.
I'll make fucking scrambies out of the elephant stuff. Scraples.
Scrapple.
Who wants elephant scraples?
All right. Well, thank you, Martin. That is a heck of a... I love a hypothetical that, like, is, like, open-ended and doesn't really have, like, a... I mean, whatever. You could judge anybody for how they want to handle that.
Yeah.
But, man, it is one of those things where it's, like, how truly would it help the world? Because you don't want to commit a horrible crime.
Well, it's like one person pays the price for the good of humanity. That's why you have to pick one that benefits everybody. See, I think that's the that's like the personality test part of that.
Yeah.
It's like you're supposed to pick something that helps everyone if you're going to be the fall guy for it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's got to be like if your life is worth the sacrifice, it should be like worth your life.
I would throw a can out the window to stop anyone from littering ever again.
So, okay, would that work?
And then there's no garbage in the sea.
Because it's illegal to throw cans, like trash. Because remember he was saying that, like, a robbery wouldn't get rid of, like, Grand Theft Auto or something. So is that, like...
No one throws... So, well, I mean, and maybe, then it's, like, how specific. So
maybe
no
it's,
one
like,
could
you can't
like...
throw things out of your car anymore.
Yeah, but that's not the... It would be, like, any kind of littering.
Littering
and
so maybe you'd have to, yeah, maybe it'd be like you just dump a bunch of trash somewhere, like you as
and
a
I
person.
Pay the ultimate price for it.
And so maybe it's like people can't dump so people can't dump trash anywhere they want after that.
People can't litter.
People can't. Yeah,
littering is the crime.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
And then there would be no more litter.
Or
ever.
We go back to hate crime. Hate crime
I
is
like
pretty
it.
Easy.
I just wish there was something more extreme that worked.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think of something that, like...
Hate crime works, but I ruin my Italian credibility right. with the community. Right. So my life is ruined, but no one else has hate crime done to them ever again. And that's a broad brush, and that's one crime. It's painting... That's saving a lot of people with a broad
what
brush.
What about something with, like, nuclear weapons? Like, you drop a nuclear bomb in the ocean somewhere. Or somewhere where there's zero life and it couldn't die. Like, things couldn't die.
Where's there zero life?
I'm sure it is illegal for, like, a
country to do that?
You can't do it, like, if you're a guy. If you're a civilian.
For a guy, a civilian, yeah, to drop an atomic bomb.
What is the penalty?
So what I'm saying is like, you know, when they do atomic bomb testing, like, out in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
like, in the way that, like, maybe they'll lose some bugs or something, but not, like, humans or wildlife, uh-huh. really, that's where I would do it. And then no one could ever drop an atomic bomb on, like, a nuclear
But that's not
bomb
a crime. That's like you getting a permit to drop a bomb in the desert. You know what I mean? Like, so many other things have to happen. Like, you have to steal a plane, and then that's the thing.
Well, but when I guess I'm trying to stop nuclear bombs from being dropped, like, ever again.
Right.
So how do you do that? Like, how do you stop? Because it's a crime.
You'd have to have access to it, which realistically you would not have.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's, like, the burglary part. Like
you would do
part.
Would do war crimes.
And then
no one could do
war
crimes. But that means you have to dedicate your life to the military. And do some kind of a be
yeah,
able
to
have
that.
The clearance to
or
pull
I'd
off
have
a
to hire plan. Like an Ocean's 12 group of willing participants to go steal a nuclear bomb.
How are you getting the money for that?
Someone who wants this also. I'd have
does
to
it,
convince them.
Does it for free?
I'd be like, do you someone who has a lot of money that's like, I'm in, let's do uh-huh. this. Like that like
but
someone who's
it,
funding
would it.
Be it.
You and the crime would then just be you hiring the
The crime would be
it was my
being
idea?
An accessory.
Like if the whole thing was my idea.
Being an accessory.
Was, like if you're the mastermind, though, you're the fall guy.
Racketeering.
Is that the guy that flies around in the sky with that helmet?
Yeah, and then he pulls that chef's hair, and then they make racketeering for everybody.
All right. So yesterday, the last week, for those of you that are following the show. We started a thing on the show from someone who submitted a History Road that had a new game in it called Dynamic Banter, or DB or Not DB.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new game where we have to guess if it's the title of an episode of our show or not. And the things that are not are things we've said on the show.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of hard.
To throw us off a little
it
bit.
It throws us off. And yeah. There's also a few made up ones in there from this guy, this
right.
person.
And
named
Kevin
Alex.
Has the answers. And the stakes are if we get one of these wrong, the show ends.
It just immediately ends.
Yeah, forever.
And so we're going to keep doing this until we make it through the whole list.
Last week we got how many right?
You made it to number 4.
How many are there?
23.
Okay.
So there's a chance we make it all the way through.
Yeah.
Or there's
and then
a chance
we,
this happens for
or it happens
19 more episodes. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're enjoying it, and we do it towards the end of the show anyway, so yes. No skin off anyone's back, really. But, Mike, if you wanted to do one more plug before we get to this, maybe that could be appropriate.
Yeah, if you're single, come out to the West Side Comedy Theater on the 29th of November. It's going to be so much fun. As soon as we get a ticket link for that, I'll put that up on MikeFalzone.com, a Squarespace website. Also, I'm always posting about shows and stuff on my Instagram, like things that just pop up throughout the week and stuff like that is happening all the time. And dude, if you see, oh, two more things. One, if you want to be on a text list about any of our shows or any of my shows, text 818-722-8682 and it'll put you on our text list, and that's a cool way to keep in touch. And then dude, anytime you see one of our videos from Lima or Kevin, and you feel like it would make a friend of yours laugh, it helps so much to send that video around to people and like it or leave a comment or interact with it in any way. So if you like that clips of this show exist,
just share them, man.
Help them spread around.
It'd be so nice. And maybe it'll make your dad giggle or something.
Maybe it'll send every one of our clips for a month to your dad. And record the reactions, like even just writing it down on a piece of paper. Laughed, did not laugh.
I just noticed that on YouTube there's a feature to pause your watch history, which is kind of funny.
Pause your watch history?
Yeah, so like it doesn't like keep things you watch until you unpause it in your history.
Interesting.
So you could just watch a bunch of shit and then unpause it, and then it'll collect the other stuff in your history after that.
Interesting. The look away button?
Yeah, the like, this week I'm going to look at a bunch of baseball stuff, but I don't want anyone to ever know.
Oh, that's for people who hate watch shit.
Yeah, it must be, huh?
I want to watch this shit, but I don't want it in my algorithm.
Right.
We did it.
All right.
Dude, that actually promotes really unfortunate
bad behavior. Yeah. Wait a minute, YouTube rolling out a feature that promotes bad behavior? That's crazy.
But they won't know about it until way afterwards?
That's crazy. That's crazy as a fox. All right, so the one that we fucked up on last week was the taco no one asked for.
And we said that it wasn't.
We said it wasn't. And it was an episode. Right?
It's real.
It's real. It's real. And we said it was not.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to number five, called An Unfortunate Side Effect of Magic.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with you, man. If you're confident, I'm confident.
Also, you know I'm not the title guy.
Totally.
But I really like that, and I really hope it is.
I think so, too. It's a fun title.
We definitely said that without question. Right. I've heard us say that. Damn, that might even be on the record. Dude, I'm watching Kevin get close. Kevin, you gotta be like here. Yeah, you gotta hover.
Yeah, come around. Yeah, come around.
Cause then that
yeah.
It makes me nervous. And you gotta be like standing in a pool of water or something. Kevin, you gotta be putting wires together standing in a pool of water.
I am a toilet boy.
Kevin, you wanna say anything? And that was Kevin.
All right, Kevin. You gotta have your finger above that stop button, I guess, because that.
I could be right here.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. An unfortunate side effect of magic. I think we're both gonna say that is an episode title.
Yes,
it is an episode title. It is.
That was a HeadGum podcast.